Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Mark Sale, the CEO at First Class Metals. How are you today, Mark?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think First Class almost treating us to weekly and sometimes 2 days in a row with an RNS, so plenty going on. Today was
certainly is.
Today there was another RNS. But what's the main focus for you at the moment?
The main focus for us is advancing the Zigzag prospect to a point of monetization, whilst bringing on our two strategic gold properties, Sunbeam and North Hemlo. North Hemlo is a new find, in effect, a new discovery, nearly 20 grams in an unknown area. So we're very buoyant on that. But the press release we put out yesterday was on Sunbeam, on the recent stripping that we conducted over two of the historic development areas, Roy and Pettigrew. And that's really hanging together nicely relative to the historic work. But one thing that came out of the stripping and the sampling that EGS did for us is that the rock that hosts the mineralized shear has got gold in it. And that is potentially a game changer, because you could be adding several more meters of width of gold bearing material to an already wide but very long structure. So we're quite enthused about that. That will require a little bit more work now in the field season to investigate that. We'll start off with re-logging and sampling some of the historic core as necessary, and then get back out into the field. But the press release today was about the West Pickle joint venture with Palladium One. And obviously we have very little involvement in that. They're working the JV area. And what they're doing is really value adding to that joint venture, in as much as now they're getting some significant hits outside the joint venture area, which is adding to the volume. That's the critical thing, I think, now at the West Pickle Lake RJ zone, is we know that there's double digit nickel percentages in the drill core, but now they've got to add the volume, and that's what they seem to be doing. And another facet of that is they're adding volume, or they're adding to the discovery, by drilling it ever closer to our 100% owned boundary. So of course that highlights the rest of that North Hemlo block for its base battery metal potential.
Right. There's a lot of, as I was alluding to before, a lot of RNSs, and that's largely because you've got a lot of properties out there, which we see you going from one to the other on a regular basis. How frustrating is it that with all that value that you have out there, you've got a market cap of £3 million?
Of course, it's frustrating, but those are the markets, and we're not in the position to manipulate the markets. Obviously, all we can do is keep doing what we do best, and that's explore and be successful on exploration. Yes, we do have quite a number of property blocks, but the focus remains on what James refers to as the big four. And those are the ones that we want to bring to a point. Well, as we stated, our aim last year, and I feel we've achieved, is bringing them to drill-ready status. If we have to drill them in order to further de-risk and add value, then we will, which obviously will require funds. But ideally, we would want to get a third party, and either as a joint venture party, or if we felt we were in a position to put the for sale sign up, actually divest ourselves of one of our assets. But it's got to be at the right value. And I think in these current markets, that's not easy. Good projects will always attract attention, obviously. And we have caught the eye of some people who are discussing the gold projects as well as the base metal potential with, let alone Zigzag. We have a number of suitors for that one, but we feel we can value add a little bit more to that one before we start negotiations. But the opposite side of having four good prospects that we want to advance, of course, is the funding. So we're caught between bringing these things to a saleable point and not wishing to spend more funds than we require on them, or having to raise funds to do that more acutely.
But is it the case that, you know, the more work you do on and in the ground, the greater the value, the see-through value will be of those properties, and then that will then be reflected in the share price?
Yes, that's the logical progression, but let's be honest and let's be real. Exploration can't always be a success. I mean, in some ways, you would turn around and look at the drilling at Zigzag and say you drilled 9 holes at the pegmatite and you hit it with every one and they all had spodumene in it. So how are you going to repeat that success? So therefore, wouldn't the exit strategy be now, before you drill a hole that doesn't hit something, and devalue it? However, being as it's open along strike in both directions, it's we did a 2 step backs and we hit it, so it's still open down dip. And we've reported that there's a separate sub-parallel structure to the south. So there is positive work that still can be done that will add value to it. I think it's already been de-risked because we've drilled it over 400 meters and we've hit it in 9 holes. So the attraction is there, obviously results notwithstanding, but visually they look most encouraging.
Well, we look forward to more encouragement over the near term. In the meantime, Mark Sale, CEO at First Class Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. And yes, look forward to our next encounter.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.